Good morning. Well, as y'all come forward, I wanted to point out our paintings that we have around the altar. They are different paintings by different people. And so Miss Julie Clayton, she scheduled a fun event called Painting with a Twist. And we all went yesterday and made these really fun swamp paintings. And so we wanted to make sure we could decorate our church with them today. So you can thank Miss Julie and some of the other people around for our awesome artwork today. So if you remember, last week we had a balloon in worship. And I was thinking about it today and I thought, that seems like a really fun idea. Let's do it again. So first of all, I want to hear some of your favorite animals. Jonathan, what's your favorite animal?
A cheetah.
All right, Trey, what about you? Favorite animal? All right, think on it. I'm going to catch some other down here. A monkey. A shark. Two people with sharks. Trey? Brown pelican, very nice. Your favorite animal?
Zebra.
Did someone say a bee? Yeah. Zebra, very nice. Anyone else want to share a favorite animal? Yeah. Lion, yes. All right, yes. Rhinos are awesome. Sam? Alligator, Alice? What? A pig, oh yes. So I think my favorite animal right now might be a tiger, but that's mainly because LSU did such a good job last night. So let's be honest. That too, yes. But have y'all ever been somewhere where you've seen a clown and they blow up a balloon and they make an animal with it? Okay, so Reverend Colleen's going to give it a try. Let's see how it goes. So clearly something's not working well for me, but Jonathan, you want to give this one a go? All right. Yeah, so I don't know what the trick is, but I sure don't have it. But my bicycle pump, it helped. And so we've got a balloon. Hold up. So I'm going to try to make this into, it's orange. Let's say a lion. Okay, hold up. At making balloon animals. Oh my gosh, I feel really good about it. So when we think about what it takes to make our balloon animals, we have to think about who shapes the animals. Colleen isn't good at shaping the balloon into a lion. And it reminds me of our scripture today because it says that God is the potter. And we are in God's hands. And that reminds me that God can shape us. And when we think about that, that's right. So when we think about that, we think about the fact that if we let God shape us, God can make us into wonderful things. We don't have to be just a worm or a snake, but we can be something so special to God. So can we put our hands together and we're going to say a prayer? Okay. That's right. They can be frightening. All right. Let's put our hands together and say a prayer. Will y'all repeat after me? Dear God, remind me to let you shape me into what you want. Amen.